from KUER News in Salt Lake City. I'm Diane Machapinto. Dozens of people gathered at the Salt Lake City Public Safety Building Saturday afternoon to voice concern over the death of James Dudley Barker, an Avenues man who was shot by a Salt Lake City police officer on Thursday. KUER's Whitney Evans has the story.
The crowd was a mix of Barker's friends and followers of the Facebook group Utahns Against Police Brutality. Chris Manor is with Utahns Against Police Brutality. He says Barker is the latest casualty in a nationwide crisis.
It's a social problem in America when we kill at 100-to-1 rate more than any other industrial countries for police shootings. So when we think about just another incident in Salt Lake City, we're really thinking about it in context of a social problem with a long history.
At about 3:30 Thursday afternoon, a Salt Lake City police officer responded to a report of a suspicious male in the neighborhood around I Street and 2nd Avenue asking to shovel snow for money. The short exchange between Barker and the officer on a neighbor's porch ends with Barker being fatally shot in the chest. Barker's longtime friend Summer Osborne told the crowd she believes the officer could have de-escalated the situation and it could have ended differently.
I don't think they need simulator after simulator of how to kill people. Yeah. 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 Let's do simulator after simulator of how to understand people.
Three separate investigations into the incident are currently underway by the Salt Lake City Police Department, the Salt Lake City Citizens Review Board, and the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. Police have not yet identified the officer involved. He's on paid administrative leave, which is a standard policy. Footage from the body camera he was wearing shows Barker lunging at the officer with the snow shovel. The camera was disabled during the scuffle before Barker is shot. Whitney Evans, KUER News.